Live on the phone right now, we've got Maud Bruce, president of the NAACP in Ellenville. Maud, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Jason. How are you?
Doing good, and you're sounding nice and clear, so I'm glad to hear that. And we got you on here. So you've lived in Ellenville since 1967, and you've led the Ellenville NAACP for 35 years. You marched with you marched with Dr. King in Albany in the early 60s. Can you tell, is that when you became involved in civil rights?
Yes, I became involved in civil rights. I was 16 years old. I was living in Albany, Georgia with my grandmother. And that's where I marched with Martin Luther King. In 1961, he came to Ellenville for, he came to Albany for a mass meeting. And it was 16 youth at the church. And we, after the church service, he had a peaceful march, demonstration, on Jackson Street in Albany, Georgia. And Jackson Street was known as Harlem in Albany, Georgia, because that's where all the black businesses was. The lawyers, the insurance, saloon, hair salons, barbershop, grocery stores, all the black-owned businesses was on Jackson Street. And that's where the march took place at.
And do you remember exactly what you were marching about at that time?
It was, we was marching for justice. You know, where we blacks could not go in restaurants and sit in the front with the white. We could not, and the bus terminal was there on Jackson Street. You had everything said white only, black only. We was marching to change things.
You were born down in Georgia in 1945. You say you were 16 at that time. You met Dr. King in the early 60s. That's very much the Jim Crow times that you grew up in as a little kid. So you witnessed a lot of this firsthand.
I grew up in the Jim Crow, under the Jim Crow laws. Yes, I did.
So you were arrested in that march. What was your reaction?
We was arrested. We was arrested for disturbing the peace. But the only somebody was disturbing the peace was the police officers, because they had the dogs, they had the fire department there with the water hose, but we didn't get sprayed with the water hose. The 20 youth that participated in the civil rights march, they sent us to jail to Camilla, Georgia. Martin Luther King and the others was in jail at City Hall in Albany, Georgia. And we went, they sent the youth to Camilla, Georgia, but they brought us back that Sunday morning to City Hall, and they had called our parents to come to pick us up.
So you say you were marching for justice back then. Now, nearly 60 years later, if you put on your news, you're watching people in the streets all over the country last few weeks marching for justice. What do you think about that, that people are still marching 60 years later?
60 years later, we're still marching and for justice, because justice is not being served to the black community. Even when you go to court, it's not served. So, as you say, 60 years later, we're still marching for wrongdoing, injustice.
And you have a personal experience with just some of the worst of this injustice can bring, which was in 1986, your son Jimmy Lee Jr. was killed by an off-duty police officer who was working as security, and this is in Middletown, and was killed by a chokehold, the very thing that the state's trying to ban right now. So seeing this, you know, all these unarmed black African-American folks being killed by police or vigilantes, but specifically George Floyd, his murder at the hands of police, I mean, that must bring back pretty tragic memories for you.
Oh, yes, it did. I could not even look at it. I could not stand when I first saw that. He had his knee on his neck. I started screaming. I couldn't watch it. I could not watch that. I could not watch it. It brought back too many memories. Although I wasn't there when my son was put in a chokehold, when my son was murdered, December the 13th, 1986. I wasn't there. But it just brought back so many memories. And this stuff got to stop. It got to stop. And we've been having rallies here in Ellenville. They've been having rallies all around in the Mid-Hudson area. But when I talk at the rally, I say you got to go out and vote. You got to vote. This is what's going to change these situations. You got to vote. You got to put people in office that going to take care of all people. Not some people, but all people. So voting is very important. People died for us to get the right to vote. And nobody should never give up that right to vote. Voting is the way. It's the way to change things.
Do you feel one of the things that people were talking about in the last few weeks is it almost that some people think this feels like the reaction of America is different now after so many killings, especially in just like the last 15 years. But of course, this has been going on for decades, as you can witness to. Do you feel like the reaction for people is any different? Do you feel hopeful that anything good will come out of this time around?
Yeah, I hope so. I pray that something will come out different, that it will change. It got to change. A change has to come. You cannot keep murdering our brothers and our sisters. I mean, our sons and our sisters. And fathers and uncles and mothers. You just can't keep doing this. It got to stop. It got to stop. And I got a vision that it is going to change, that going to come a change, that will be a change. It has to be a change. So many people are out there in the streets, black and white, and these young people are the ones that leading these rallies, these marches, the young people. They see that it's wrong. We fought back in the 60s and the 50s for things to change. But it you know, we still fighting.
Yeah.
But the same thing we was fighting for in the 60s and the 50s.
Did you
justice for all? We fighting for better treatment. We fighting for better jobs. We fighting for health care. We fighting for police reform. We fighting for we just fighting for everything that comes before us. It have to be a change. A change have to come. And as I watched last week when the assembly was up in Albany fighting to pass that bill, strangulation by chokehold, and the assemblies that had a chokehold or a killing done in their district gave a testimony. And when my son was murdered in Middletown, New York, in the town of Wallkill in 1986, Kevin Cahill was our assembly in this area. And he was there, but he's not our assembly now. He represents District 103. And he testified on my son, how my son was murdered with a chokehold because he was the assembly. And Kevin was right with us. He was with us. Fighting for justice. So it have to, a change have to come. And that 50A bill, police reform, dealing with those issues.
Yeah.
A change have to come. And the governor have signed those laws to ban the chokehold.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you if you'd been following that news, if you were watching the legislation that was passing at the state level here in New York, and obviously you are. So what do you think about that, that those laws passed, that the governor signed them?
It's a good thing, but we got to follow through. We got to make sure that these things happen. As he given the different come up with a bill, a reform, you know, go and meet with your police, your chief of police, and talk to them about these bills that was passed. They was passed. The 50 appeal.
Yeah. And the 50A repeal is about, you know, making sure that people can get the information about disciplinary actions within police departments. And there was a couple other bills that passed. And I mean, even the governor is saying that more needs to be done. And he's calling for every local police department, every local community to come up with a new plan for their policing in the next, whatever it is, 9 months.
Yes. I think the plan has to be presented in August, I believe.
Right. So what what else would you like to see happen out of all the different things people are talking about? We need this, we need that. Like, is there anything else that you would like to see happen? I mean, obviously you want things to get better, but is there any specific thing that you're advocating for that you want people to know about?
Well, advocating for justice. For justice to be served in every not only New York State, but all over the world. We need it needs to be served. Because look what happened in Atlanta. So yeah. I'm fighting for justice to be served.
And you already said that part of this, part of the reform, part of the change that you want to see happen is you want people to get out there and vote. And your chapter, the Ellenville chapter of the NAACP, we're going to have to go in just a minute, but I want you to quick tell us about, you've got a voter registration drive happening June 23rd?
Yeah, well, June 23rd, we're having a membership public meeting where we usually meet the third Tuesday at the public library, but we can't do that now. So we're having a conference call, and our topic is voter education and voter registration. Get out to vote. Go out and vote. And we had our speaker would be our regional director, NAACP regional director for the Mid-Hudson area and the Westchester area, Wilbur Audrey. He will be speaking. So we're sending out flyers. We're sending out emails to our members and to the community to invite them to come on the conference. You know, to come on the conference call and to be a part of this membership public meeting that will be taking place Tuesday the 23rd at 7 o'clock.
Okay, and Ellenville NAACP is on Facebook. Do you have any where else people can go for information?
Well, right now it's just Facebook.
Okay, great. So Ellenville NAACP on Facebook. We've been speaking with the Ellenville chapter of the NAACP president, Maud Bruce. Maud, amazing story that you're able to share with us. Thank you so much for sharing with us, especially with such painful memories. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, and good luck, and we'll be in touch.
Okay, thank you.
All right. This is WJFF Jeffersonville, W233 AH Monticello, where your community radio station. And again, that was Maud Bruce, president of NAACP Ellenville chapter. And they'll be having a conference, a virtual meeting. And for more information, NAACP Ellenville on Facebook.